KFRA.
And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
It's 7:47. This is James Maduk speaking, and we're into the last segment of this week's Small Business Heroes show, into the technology segment. And just before we get started, we'll have a little bit of a contest. What I want you to do is you can go to the smallbusinessheroes.com website. And if you subscribe to the newsletter, what I'll do is I'll draw one of the new subscriptions. And what we'll do is we'll have a draw for a year's subscription to the Virtual Selling Online Sales Training Catalog. We've got 50 hours of content, over 100 different sessions. So go to smallbusinessheroes.com and subscribe to the newsletter, and we'll draw someone for a year's subscription. That's about $1,500 worth of sales training for your business. So please go to smallbusinessheroes.com. Now, one of the things I want to tell you, I did a presentation last week, and what I had to do for the presentation were these darn handouts. And the front page was in color, and the rest I had to do. And I've got my laser printer working overtime at home. So I thought this week what we'd do is we'd have the printer doctor. We've got Rock Beausoleil, the printer doctor, in the studio. Welcome, Rock.
Thank you, James.
So what we want to do is I want to know what I should have done with that presentation. Should I have printed it? What kind of printer should I have had? So where does a small business start? Is there some guidelines as to how big your business is and what kind of printing system you could have?
There's actually no guidelines as to what product a small company should be buying. It's more related to what you're trying to do with the printout that you're looking for. If you're looking at color, definitely still these days, for smaller businesses, the best way to go is still inkjets.
Still inkjet. So maybe just to step back for a sec, the printer doctor, what exactly does the printer doctor do other than fix printers?
Yes, the printer doctor sells printers. We sell printers. We sell the supplies for them. We do some consulting as to recommend, you know, different machines and so forth. And of course, we do service them as well.
Service them. They don't break, though, right?
They are getting better and better every year.
Okay. So let's take a look then. I had a presentation where I wanted a color piece on the front. It was a handout. Is there one device that can do this? Do I need two devices? Where's the market going with that?
Okay. The best way to do it, of course, if you would have one inkjet to print the first page and a laser printer to do the rest, that would be economically wise, would be the best way to go, because the inkjets are very expensive to run. The problem that happens when you do it this way is that you're going to have one look or one finish for one page, and then the rest would look differently. For businesses, we still recommend customers to print as much as possible in black and white and go with the laser, because it's more professional still. Color is very important, more days than ever. But the cheapest way to print right now in black and white would be the laser printer.
With the laser. So is there, again, you said there weren't any real guidelines, but what should someone look for if they've got a small office, maybe there's 3 to 5 people there. What should they look for in a laser printer, black and white laser printer?
Okay, as I said, it's more application related. So you have to make sure, if you own a garage, for instance, you don't necessarily want to buy an inkjet. The reason, all the dust in the garage will get your inkjet so dirty that you'll need the regular cleanings on it. Go with a laser printer if that's the case. If you're going to go with an inkjet printer, I would also recommend that you buy not a low-end printer. You buy something which is...
What do you mean by a low-end printer?
You don't buy the 60...
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but what's a low-end?
That's right. You would not want to buy something at $69 to run your business, okay? You want to run a printer that's got a good construction, and, you know, the staff at CompuSmart or even the printer doctor can help you out in that sense to buy a good mid-range unit. They'll usually cost less to operate, and they will have better paper handling systems, so you can run your job also even faster.
Okay, now you mentioned paper handling there. What do you mean by that?
Well, the paper handling feature is basically how its capacity to grab paper and, of course, to eject it properly. On the low-end machines, they are not very fast, and they're more plasticky and a little bit on the cheap side. So they'll have
plasticky?
To say the least. And sometimes they'll have difficulty to handle any type of workload. If you also have a small business and you have a printer, and it's a $300 printer, and the business is running on it, have a spare.
Okay.
It's not too expensive. Something goes wrong with the printer, you set it aside, then we have enough fires when we own the company. We don't need aggravation, so let's get some backup. Same for supplies. I mean, don't keep only one toner cartridge for your laser printer.
Okay.
Have a second one on the shelf.
Now, that brings up a point. We've got a company, we had one of the earlier shows, we had talked about networking. Where does networking play into the whole issue of printers with small businesses?
Okay, for small businesses, there's a few little tricks that you can have. Of course, with Windows 95, that allows us to share the devices, share printers, for instance. We can hook up easily our own little network and then share one printer without having to go into the expense of having an internal printer server into the printer.
Okay, and I remember when the first businesses that I went to, the print server was the big thing. So you don't need that anymore.
Well, you would if you want to have the printer available without having it tied to a specific workstation. If you're sharing the device, it means that that workstation has got to be turned on in order for everybody else to print. If you put it on the server, on the network, what happens is that it's available the minute anybody's on the network. Also, it's communicating much faster.
Okay. And the other thing you talked about, applications, black and white, we had, I did 35 or 40 different handouts. Is there a ballpark or a rule of thumb for the amount of copying you're doing or when it makes sense perhaps to go from, I've got my printer in the office, when do I know when to take it to the quick copy or when do I know to get a bigger printer?
Okay, that's always a tough question. It also depends on the type of machine that you have and, of course, what you're printing. If you're printing an image which has a lot of colors and a lot of coverage on the page, then you're going to go through a lot of ink cartridges. These little ink cartridges don't go very far, as you've probably noticed. At that point, depending on how much coverage you're actually doing, and of course the cost for your specific machine should be basically this decision between going to print shop or not.
Okay, so you can't give a hard and fast rule per se.
Unfortunately, I cannot because you have different models and of course they have different droplet sizes and you'll go more through more or less ink. Also as a general rule, try to use as less resolution as you need. Mm-hmm. This way you're going to consume less ink and less time.
Okay, and that's something you can usually set up with the printers in the software?
That is correct. You said that from your printer driver, yes.
Okay, now one of the things I wanted to talk to you just briefly was there's been I've read lots about a multi-purpose or multi-function machine. Maybe you could explain that quickly.
Yes, as your small business is going to be growing, your demand for printing is also going to be growing. And as we know these days, the rent is also something which is of high value, so we have to control exactly how many devices we can put into that small office of ours. So what is really happening this year and is very strong, we see big players such as HP and Lexmark, which are integrating through their high-end laser printers different attachment to convert it to a multifunction device. So your high-speed printer, it can be like a 15 up to 50 page per minute laser printer. It'll actually do all your scanning, it'll do your copier, and you can also have a fax attachment on some of them.
Okay, so basically it's a single device that does all of the document handling stuff that used to be done by a whole bunch of different machines.
If you go in the low end, you do have a single box which actually does all that, but now you have larger machines which have interconnection to it, which can achieve the same goals.
Okay, so what are three things that you suggest people look for then if they're going to be looking for a printer? Maybe just to recap.
Yes, first of all, don't go on the low end. Try to get something in the mid-range. Laser printers, you have some starting about $295 for a good solid laser printers. That's going to be cheaper to run. So if you can avoid color, this would also be preferable. And, of course, always buy a printer from a printer manufacturer that is renowned so that you can get printer drivers and support.
And where do they go if they want to find out about the printer doctor?
If they want to find out about the printer doctor, they can go to our website, which is printerdoctor.ca, or you can reach us at 820-3766.
And that's area code 613 here in Ottawa.
Of course.
Thank you very much, Rock. That was great.
You're welcome.
I know what I have to do now. We've been talking to Rock Beausoleil, the printer doctor, about what we need for printers. So pay attention next time you're stuck doing a presentation or... one of the things that I like those multifunction devices. I think I'm hooked on that one because I got a fax machine happening and a color printer and a laser printer. So please take the time to visit Rock's website, and I know he'll be sure to help you out. So thanks again, Rock.
Thank you.
Now we've got. I just want to end up here and remind you that we've got that CAPS contest. So we're giving away a contest, a free pass to the Spring Speaker School. We've also got the online sales training library that's available. So visit the smallbusinessheroes.com website, and we'll make sure that you get looked after. I want to thank you again for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to have a thank you to our guests as well, obviously. We're going to have another great show next week, so please stay tuned. Next week's show, next Monday. And again, you can listen to the past shows at smallbusinessheroes.com. This has been James Maduke. You've been listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll see you again next week.